Thank you for listening in. It's time for Hijinks to ensue again. You're all such fools, but you are fools until the end. And if you knew Bobby and decided to do a podcast, well then you would see my life is so damn frustrating. And the blue coyote says white claw giggles and tears.
Oh man, it is good to be back. I'm Blue Coyote. I'm here with Bobby E. This is the Hijinks and Sue's Wrestling Podcast. Bobby, welcome back. What's it been, like 2 weeks since I saw you?
Yes, I'm very, very happy to be here.
It's great. So we took some time off. It was my birthday. I turned 38, feeling pretty good. I thought I was going to feel older, like I'm an old man, but I've seen, you know, I turned 38, I've gone out in public, the ladies are still checking me out, I mean, they're staring at me, I mean, they're saying things like stranger danger, but, alright.
You'll get used to it.
Yeah. Bobby in a park.
Damn, 38.
Yep. Can you remember that far back?
Fuck no. You dick.
Alright, well. I got my sandwich, I got my chips, I got my drink.
It was good to have a week off. Probably shouldn't do it again. For a while.
Oh, because you didn't want to come back?
Well, no. I just got wrapped up into other things, and it's kind of a dick.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, you didn't have your HEWP outlet to be a dick for 3 hours?
Yeah.
Each week, so
I took it out.
You took it out on someone else?
Yeah.
Good. Glad it wasn't me this time.
Yeah, fuck them.
In the neck with a rusty spork.
Yeah. Anybody on tabletop RPG? Eat my dick.
Well, we're gonna table that tabletop discussion for Wednesday's show. So make sure to tune back in. We are changing some things up as we discussed a couple weeks ago on our show that we're moving closer to the Hijinks and Sue's Whatever podcast. We're still gonna cover wrestling, but I sent out a post message actually to the fives and tens asking, you know, what would you like to hear about? Other than wrestling, what would you like to hear about? And I got a lot of great responses back, whether it was film, movie, video games, super specific comic book titles or TV shows. So a lot of great topics, and we're going to actually do some of that this week and jump right in. But today is Monday, which means it is wrestling day. So let's take a look at wrestling news. Now, I know for a lot of this is not actually going to be news since we weren't on last week. Some of it's going to be recap. And in thinking about that, I've realized I really don't think we bring you guys the news. I think maybe we tell you about some things that might not quite be on your radar. But I think for the most part, you know what's going on and you're tuning in to get our feedback on it. See what we think about it. So,
yeah, y'all have the internet.
Yeah. Y'all got the gaggle.
We all have the gaggle. Is WWE real now? I gotta click on that.
So, I guess some of our news that we have to talk about. I'm surprised I didn't hear about from Mr. E.
Who's that?
You, Mystery. Oh. Mystery. Bobby.
That's better than Cocksucker McGee.
I like Cocksucker McGee.
I know you do.
Sucks my cock. So, gross. Don't share our business. Anywho, Randy Orton.
I know, I never got to talk about it. He won the fucking championship and then just, no, we're not recording. Fuck that game.
No, that's not the order with which those events happened. It was, we are not recording, and then he won the championship.
Yeah, same thing.
And then I said, hey, we need to record a special, like, let's do just a quick wrestling news, maybe a 1 hour to throw out, and you said, no.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I did?
Yes.
Oh, man. I was probably drunk.
Probably.
I like where they're going with it. I like now that they're adding my ex-wife and The Fiend.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about Randy Orton.
Yeah. They're adding him to the Randy Orton storyline.
I thought you were going to go a different direction. I apologize.
I do pay attention.
Kinda. I thought you were going a different direction. I apologize. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. Well, I said what I was going to say.
Alexa Bliss. And the new gimmick.
I like it.
I like it too.
Super sexy. I probably shouldn't have let her go.
Super over. No, you shouldn't have let her go. She's probably making more money now than she was then.
Definitely. I think she is at the top right now. And this gimmick definitely put her there.
I agree. I think that from the time she started...
Wait, what'd you say?
I agree. From the time she started...
Wow.
Now, looking back, she is not very fond of her initial gimmick, the cheerleader gimmick, which I don't think was a bad gimmick. I think starting on NXT, you gotta start with something, and you kind of know, hey, this isn't gonna be me for the end of time, so let's take a chance and let's get out there. But as her career has progressed from her start... It's like an evolution that has just gotten better and better and better. So, I'm really happy for her. I think that she's at another level. She is on the level of, she doesn't need a championship belt to be like the big star.
I agree.
How
do you feel about her?
Good.
Wrestling-wise.
She's a good talent.
Like her moves and all that shit's good?
Yeah.
Okay. I get distracted.
No, her stuff's good.
Okay.
It's clean, it's crisp. For a woman of her size, as tall as she is, with other opponents, some of the things that she does could be more difficult for someone who is less athletic. But I think for her, she does really well. And she's adapted really well.
Okay. Did that pick up?
Yeah.
My bad.
Like, quit drawing McGraw over there. Well, kaboom!
Look at my number one search. I couldn't even spell it right.
Pernhub. I'm going to check out the Pernhub.
Everything else? Skyrim Cannibal. Resident Evil.
Look at my number one search. We'll discuss that tomorrow.
I don't want to.
We will, and it's going to be glorious. Everyone else is doing it. Okay, back on topic. Talking about some wrestling. Let me get into my photos for the news that I have saved while Bobby E looks up current news.
Oh, no, I'm not looking that up at all.
Oh, how tall is Alexa Bliss? She's 5'1". I could have told you that.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt the show.
You didn't want the fans to see that I knew something.
No, all the fans know that you know at least one thing. Yeah. How tall Alexa Bliss is.
5'1".
5'1"? So I'm taller than her.
Barely. I think you're shorter than my wife.
Me.
We'll get the Gerald Briscoe news tomorrow.
Ooh, I'm the same size as Ronda Rousey.
You are?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. You're taller than my wife.
Really? Bam! Stupid!
I am as long as Braun Strowman is tall.
We can touch tips on that.
Yeah. So, HEWP news correspondent Pat Garcia sent in a great piece of news. The Undertaker. It has been revealed by the WWE that his final farewell will happen at Survivor Series.
I've heard this as well from someone.
I don't know who. And I just think it's fitting because that was where he started. He started in a Survivor Series.
That was his debut?
His debut, yeah.
Wow.
He had his debut and beat American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, out there in the middle of the ring, just took him out. Yeah.
That's not hard.
I know, it's never that hard whenever you see Dusty Rhodes.
I guess you said everybody sent you the shit. Him on, what was it, Tonight Show? Jimmy Fallon? Kunta Kinte?
I don't know what they sent. Bye. I didn't watch it. It was posted, and I thought, I'm off. I'm out of the game. Let me just stay out of the game.
It was for Halloween, so it was cool.
Oh, okay. Like, he was doing like a Halloween thing, and then Undertaker came out during it?
Yeah, you had the music.
Oh, okay.
Full garb. He wasn't Mark Calloway. He was the Undertaker. Okay. So that was cool.
Okay. Well, that's cool. That's cool.
God, she was born in 1991. Columbus, Ohio. 102 pounds. Bullshit.
She is 5'1". Well, as of the time of this recording, the tournament Out of Hell has happened for Mission Pro Wrestling. Featured such acts as Thunder Rosa, Vert Vixen, La Rosa Negra, Ray Lynn.
Does that mean Black Rose?
Yes.
Bam. Know my Spanish.
So, a lot of female talent. It was a tournament. I do not have those results, but if you're interested, you can check out missionprowrestling.net. Tournament Out of Hell. I'll be trying to check that out later today. We're always keeping an eye on Thunder Rosa.
It's a girl.
Speaking of Thunder Rosa, she lost the title.
What?
Yep.
Already? Uh-huh. They're probably just setting up another storyline. Another gimmick.
Well, she lost the title to Serena Deeb, who's an AEW contracted talent. So the NWA belt went to AEW, and I was kind of surprised, so I thought it'd be really cool if, like, the NWA starts running like the actual NWA and kind of starts bringing back some territorial wrestling, and AEW happens to be one of the territories, and if you win the title, then you get to travel throughout everywhere and then kind of come back. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Kind of shake it up?
Yeah. There's another group that is called AIFW Wrestling out of North Carolina, or at least that's where their P.O. box is. But they are kind of doing the same thing. They're all over the place. They're the Allied Independent Wrestling Federation, and they have trying to set up some territories and have, like, a champion in each territory, but then you've got one overall champion that travels around, and they're actually in several countries. They're, like, in England, Australia, South Africa, Japan, all over the United States. So they're actually a worldwide organization. Interestingly enough.
Kind of like the World Wrestling Federation?
No, that's one company, and they're only based out of Connecticut.
Mm.
Even though they're called New York. OVW owner Al Snow, what does everybody want? Head! And Dan the Beast Severn are hosting a OVW Combine for tryouts. Now, by the time you hear this, it will have given over. I'm sorry. It's today as we record this in kayfabe time. It is in Louisville, Kentucky. But I mention it because that means that they're looking to shake some things up in OVW. And if you were kind of wondering where Al Snow went and what he's doing, he's training people and running OVW. So you can check them out and see what new talent might be coming out there pretty soon. Speaking of things that are happening today, Friend of the show, friend of mine, we've mentioned him before, Brett McKenzie, is taking on Tim Storm for the title today in San Antonio, the SWE Heavyweight Championship. So I wished him luck last night, told him good on you, hope you do good. I'm really proud of him.
Tonight?
That'll be tonight, yep, in San Antonio. They're doing two shows. Speaking of friends that I am proud of who are in the wrestling business, Navajo Warrior today mm-hmm. is going to be in a World Strongest Man type competition, in a powerlifting competition in Arizona today. So I wished him luck as well.
Hell yeah.
And both of us responded back. They were happy to get it. But HEWP, we do wish him well. I can tell you that Brent has come a long way since he started. I saw him at his start, so that's pretty awesome. And then for Mr. Navajo Warrior, he's been in the business a while, and he's always been great, good size, good moveset. But now, since he's been doing the powerlifting, he's just like reshaped his entire body. Dude looks like he is cut from granite. It's impressive.
I don't know.
So, hope he wins it. He's been training really hard.
Ugh.
What?
I bet he hates my wrestling name.
I know. We covered it before.
Yeah, I know.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I actually remember saying that.
Oh, okay.
I've only had one beer.
Okay. AEW announcer Taz took a shot at Triple H this week on AEW Dark.
Yeah, I saw that. What an idiot.
While calling the match between Frankie Kazarian and Ryzen, Taz mocked the latter's name and said his first name should have been Tara. You know what his first name should be? Tara, said Taz. Nah, that would never get over. That'd be a shits.
What? Wait, what? Who? Taz said that?
Taz said that.
Drown himself in a fucking toilet.
Taz
can eat a bag of toenails.
I think Taz would destroy Triple H.
You're just trying to get under my skin.
No, I legitimately believe it. Triple H is all show muscle.
Taz has no muscle. That's great for podcasts.
I don't give two shits about it. You want to see it?
No. That's why I looked at my computer screen.
Well, here it comes.
Nope.
Choo-choo! Coming for the tunnel.
I'll cut you, motherfucker.
Oh, well, that's fine. Looks like it. Wonk. Cut that out. ASMR.
And now I'll eat a Snickers bar. That's how I eat a Snickers bar.
That is not. Cut your shit. WWE has officially seized the Twitch accounts, and Zelina Vega has stuck with her OnlyFans.
Hmm.
Bobby, have you been to her OnlyFans?
No, I can't afford that shit. We don't have enough Patreons.
I'm not funneling Patreon money for you to be able to get an OnlyFans.
No, I want to start my own OnlyFans.
So do that. You don't need any money to start your own.
Oh. It'll be... I'll show you my feet.
Okay, some people might actually enjoy that.
Yeah, that's what scares me.
And you'll be making some monies. Check you out. Go make some monies. You want monies?
I want monies.
Pika Pika. Pikachu. I had a good news article here, and I cannot find it at the moment. Maybe I dreamed it up, but WWE has finally surrendered the Cody Rhodes trademark.
What? What is that? Sucking?
Yeah, Triple H gave it up. Gotcha, bitch!
Got him!
Ah, No, he could still kind of go by Cody Rhodes, but he could not sell a whole bunch of merchandise that says Cody Rhodes. Well, whenever he had a match stipulated with MJF towards the very beginning of AEW starting on TNT, and the match was that if MJF won, then Cody could not challenge for the World Heavyweight Championship. And he lost, so he can't. Well, now that WWE has unasked the Rhodes name, Cody can now become Cody Rhodes, and Cody Rhodes has not made any such deal. I expect him challenging for the World Heavyweight title very soon.
Yeah, that's fine.
You don't have anything to say to that because you weren't even listening. You were looking at your phone.
I was checking our fucking Discord.
No, you weren't. You were just like...
I'm on Discord!
Now you are, but you weren't.
I'm on Discord on my phone. I'm on WWE... I fucked that up. On WWE on my computer. None of our listeners are awake.
No. And if they are, they're not talking to us. They forgot it about us. Rene Paquette, formerly known as Rene Young, and Mario Rollo, who were announcers on NXT and or SmackDown, and they were on WWE Backstage. So Rene quit WWE. She's got some time left before she could appear anywhere else. She's kind of doing the Fox gig. Mario also left to move on to some other things and to focus on one of his charities that he's been working with. Now, after a bit of time and both are able to actually compete, it has been stated by Tony Khan that he has his eye on both of them. They have taken several meetings, so this show that we have continued to speculate on for AEW, whenever it comes to light, we might be looking at Rene and Mario as our commentators for the show.
Okay. Don't give a shit.
Okay. Look what happened.
Oh my.
Yep.
She get shot in the fucking head?
No, but I fixed it.
Oh. So much better.
Yeah. I know.
Hey, you want to vote on this?
Who made a bigger impact on SmackDown? Jey Uso with his savage low blows or Carmella with her jaw-dropping attack on Sasha Banks?
I would have to go with the Sasha Banks. We're going to vote.
Excuse me. Pew. Pew, 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 pew. Pew. WWE Hall of Famer Sting no longer has a page on the WWE Shop website. WWE has removed all of Sting's merchandise sometime on last Thursday, according to the PWI Insider. There had been numerous Sting items on the WWE Legends section of the website, but they have all been pulled. There's no word yet on why the merchandise was pulled, but this usually means that WWE is no longer contractually obligated to sell items for a talent. This happened once before, and then it kind of went back and forth. And
who?
On Sting, where the Hasbro pulled a figure. They were going to do a Sting figure, wow. And they pulled it. And the speculation was because he was not going to be under contract. And then it turned out that he was going to be under contract, so...
Huh. 30 years of Undertaker's bone-chilling messages.
Rest in peace.
It's such a weird transformation. Look at him there.
Yeah, because he got old.
Yeah, it happens.
Y'all are what, like the same age, right? Twinsies?
I don't know. How old is he?
Your age.
Cool. So he's 26.
Yeah.
Must be nice to retire at 26.
A bajillionaire. Bajillionaire.
Oh, those are pretty cool. Looks like Becky Lynch.
It is Becky Lynch. Action figure. But it's got to be for the... What you call it? The He-Man crossover. Because she's got like a Teela staff.
I had a Teela. I was going to Pintor, but yeah, you're probably right. Yep. Yeah, you know more about toys. Y'all should see this fucking room.
You know more about sex toys. You should not see his fucking room. And I didn't mean fucking as the verb there. I mean, that is the name of it. That is the proper noun. The fucking room.
Well, we each have our different taste. Randy Orton has the last word with RKO to Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre. No one cares about Randy Orton. Let's get back on the Thunder Rosa news.
One person cares about Randy Orton.
And his vote does not count. Let's go back to Thunder Rosa news.
Okay. Do what you want. It's your fucking show.
It's our show. Except for whenever you're sucking Randy Orton's dick. So, Thunder Rosa.
I would.
After she lost the NWA women's title, it became speculated that the title loss was going to occur before her move to another major promotion. WWE has stated that they were interested in the past. AEW clearly has some interest. But so does the NWA. So it stands to reason, where is she going to go? Is she going to move to where the money's at? Or is she going to go to where the popular vote takes her? During all the speculation, Smashing Pumpkins frontman Billy Corgan, owner of NWA, reported that Thunder Rosa is still under contract until 2021. Now, in words, that sounds like a long time. Oh, because your brain says it's a year. But folks, let's get real. 2021 is less than 2 months away. So it is very possible that in January her contract's up. But I'm led to believe, based on the statements that Billy Corgan made, that she's not leaving the NWA just yet. Hmm. So.
All right. What do you think?
I don't know. About her leaving?
Yeah.
I think the best thing that came out of that is she did this video where she's standing there with her little shorty shorts on in the gym, mm-hmm. and she flashed them down on her butt, and she had WWE, AEW, NWA written on her butt cheek.
I didn't see that one.
Well, I thought you were her stalker. I figured you were the one that took the picture.
Nope.
What the fuck is that? Looks like Mike Tyson. What is that?
It's the Undertaker for some fucking reason.
Oh, I bet that was the... They were probably making his prosthetic that he wore. He like wore a half opera mask kind of thing because he'd broken his face.
Oh.
So it's probably the process of creating the mold.
It's terrifying.
I would guess. If I was to wager a guess.
Oh, that's a good picture.
Look at that picture.
Why are you still going back to Camille?
She said she was going to go get that title back.
And what's she doing now? She's driving Uber.
She won a... She won the women's bodybuilding competition she was in, first place.
I don't doubt that.
Thunder Rosa switched to pants.
Pantalones!
Are you just going to look at pictures? Or are we going to come up with some actual news?
There's no new news. We've not recorded in like 8 months.
That means that for the last 8 months of news, there's news.
Yeah, but they already know it.
But I don't know it. I need you to bring it up so I can give you my take on it. Because I don't know it.
Okay.
I'm going through and getting rid of things.
The Undertaker loves his motorcycle. You can tell by this picture.
No, I need you to get to news. Get off the pictures and get to news.
All right. Just one more. Okay, I guess that's the end result. It looks stupid. I'm so glad I didn't watch wrestling during that.
You weren't even alive then. Looks better than him standing there with two chains.
Two chains? Oh. Oh, Mark.
Mark. Come on, we got like a minute and a half. You can't give me any news?
I had a whole fucking page of shit. The Usos.
What about them?
They suck.
Yep. Kylie Rae, who we've mentioned on the show before, she had won a title at the Warriors independent show in Chicago a few weeks ago. She no-showed an event for AEW, and everyone was kind of shocked by that. Like, why did that happen? And then they kind of realized, well, it looks like she's going to Impact Wrestling, so it probably had something to do with her contract that she's taking care of over there. Well, then, after she signed with Impact and... no-showed an Impact pay-per-view. So a lot of people were kind of worried about what's going on. And she came out on Twitter. She said, "I want to take the time to say that I'm no longer a professional wrestler and I'm currently taking a break from social media. It's been a very hard decision to make, but please understand. When I am well, I will try to fulfill any obligations that have been missed. During this time, most tiers will not be able to be fulfilled. Please feel free to unsubscribe from this membership Patreon account. Thank you for your understanding." Her trainer, Booker T, who said that she was a natural, he saw from day one whenever she entered the ring that she had it, was kind of shocked, and he had actually reached out initially when she missed the AEW show saying, "Hey, you know, it's one thing to not show up and make contacts. It's another thing to no-show, but you definitely don't no-show a pay-per-view. Things are running at such a fast pace, it could have been overlooked. There could have been a problem." So he didn't scold her, but he kind of gave her some advice as to what she needed to do. But he said that he could tell that she was not in a good place. So,
yeah.
I wish her the best of luck. I don't know exactly what's going on with her. I know that she has pretty much just said, "I'm sick." So I don't know if there's some mental illness that she's getting checked out. Is there some physical illness, like some sort of disorder? I don't know. Whatever it is, it's hard for me to see. So it's not something that you can just, like, "Oh, she lost her leg." I mean, I don't know. So I just wish her the best of luck and a speedy recovery and whatever she decides to do whenever she is well. My hat is off to you, young lady.
Yep, call me.
And as I take a look at the time, I realize that is it for the day for the Hijinks and Twos Wrestling Podcast, the H-E-W-P, the hoop, the ring, the squared circle.
Tits.
Catch you at the deli counter.